وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرة مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate your status and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the khidmat of deen that you are making. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhin astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وأعدوا لهم ما استطعتم من قوة ومن رباط الخيل ترهبون به عدو الله وعدوكم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, today we discuss the reward for fear in the cause and the path of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, the heart of a person does not experience fear and trembling in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu without Allah Jalla Jalaluhu making the hellfire unlawful to him. A person narrates from Ta'uz, from Umm Malik al-Bahziyya, who said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the trial and the tribulation and said that it is very close. I asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the best of people in it? He replied, a person who is amongst his herd, fulfilling its rights and worshipping his sustainer, and a person holding on to the head of his horse, instilling fear in the enemy, and they instilling fear in him. Salman radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the heart of a believer is made to tremble in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, his sins fall off him just as a cluster of dates fall off a date palm. The reward for tying a horse for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and spending on it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَعِدُّ لَهُمْ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَمِنْ رِبَاتِ الْخَيْلِ تُرْهِبُونَ بِهِ عَدُوَ اللَّهِ وَعَدُوَّكُمْ. Prepare for the fight with them whatever you can muster of strength and of tethered horses, whereby you instill terror in the enemies of Allah and in your enemies. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a horse could be three things. It could be a burden for a person, it could be a veil for a person, it could be a reward for a person. As for the one that is a burden for a person, it is with regard to a person who ties it for show, out of pride, and to cause harm to Muslims. It is a burden for such a person. As for the one that is a veil for a person, it is with regard to a person who ties it in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and then does not forget the right of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu as regard its back and neck. It is a veil for such a person. As for the one that is a reward for a person, it is with regard to a person who ties it in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu for the Muslims in a meadow or a pasture land. Whatever it eats from that meadow or pasture land is recorded in the person's favor as rewards. The number of its dung and urine is also recorded in the person's favor as rewards. It does not cut off its rope and gallops into a hill or two hills without Allah Jalla Jalaluhu recording an equal number of its footsteps and dung as rewards in favor of the person. Its owner does not take it to a river from which it drinks, and for the purpose of giving it water to drink, without Allah Jalla Jalaluhu recording an equal number of the quantity which it drinks as rewards in favor of that person. Ibn Khuzaymah rahimahullah narrates the above with the following exception. As for the one that is a reward for a person, it is with regard to a person who takes it in the path of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and prepares it for this purpose. Whatever goes into its stomach is recorded as a reward in the person's favor. If it goes to a meadow or two and its owner allows it to graze there, then whatever goes into its stomach is recorded as a reward in his favor. If it gallops towards a hill or two, then for every step that it takes, a reward is recorded in his favor. If it goes to a river and he gives it to drink from there, he receives a reward for every drop of water that goes into its stomach. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the extent of mentioning rewards for its dung and urine as well. As for the one that is a veil for the person, it is with regard to a person who takes it for the sake of abstinence, adornment, and as a veil. Moreover, he does not refrain from fulfilling the rites of its back and stomach during times of ease and difficulty. As for the one that is a burden for the person, it is with regard to the person who takes it out of arrogance, to show off, and out of pride. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who keeps a horse for the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, having faith in Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and believing in his promise, then all its eating, drinking, dung, and urine will be weighed in his scale on the day of resurrection. That is, they will be weighed as good deeds. Asma bint Yazid radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, goodness is attached to the forehead of the horse right till the day of resurrection. Whoever ties it in preparation for the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and spends on it, counting it for the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, then its food, drink, thirst, dung, and urine will all be a source of success in his scale on the day of resurrection. And whoever ties it to show off, out of pride and arrogance, then his food, drink, thirst, dung, and urine will all be a source of destruction in his scale on the day of resurrection. A person from the Ansar, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a horse is kept for three purposes. A horse which is which a person ties in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, the price of the horse is a reward. Riding it is a reward, and lending it is a reward. A horse on which a pledge is forfeited or mortgaged, the price of the horse is a burden, and riding it is a burden. Number three, a horse which is kept for the stomach, perhaps it will be a barrier from poverty if Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wills. Urwa ibn Abi al-Ja'ad radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, goodness is attached to the forehead of the horse, reward and booty till the day of resurrection. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, goodness is attached to the forehead of the horse till the day of resurrection. The person who spends on it is like the person who spends in charity. Ibn Hibban rahimahullah adds the following to the above hadith. I, the narrator, asked Ma'mar, what is the meaning of the person who spends in charity? He replies, it refers to the person who gives in charity with his own hands. Abu Kabsha radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, goodness is attached to the forehead of the horse. Those who own it are helped. The person who spends on it is like the person who extends his hand to giving charity. Sahal ibn al-Hanzaliya radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person who spends on a horse is like a person who extends his hand to give in charity without holding back his hand. What beautiful explanations in the hadith mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the keeping of horses. Today, you will find that people are training Arab horses, and even in Muslim countries, they show off with them, and they actually utilize them for racing them, you know, in horse races, and gambling and betting, etc., takes place on those particular horses, then know that according to the hadith, those horses are a source of destruction to those individuals. The reward for shooting arrows in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, while he was on the pulpit, prepare for the fight with them, whatever you can muster of strength. Listen, strength is in shooting. Listen, strength is in shooting. And thrice Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, listen, strength is in shooting. Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu shall admit three people into paradise for just one arrow. The person who makes it, expecting good in making it. The person who shoots it. Number three, the person who prepares the arrow for the person who shoots it. Shoot and ride. I prefer you shooting to your riding. He who gives up shooting, having no inclination to it, after having learnt it, then it is a bounty which he abandoned, or he said, which he rejected. Abu al-Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who walks between two targets shall receive a reward for every step that he takes. Ka'ab ibn Murrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, he who reaches the enemy with an arrow, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu elevates him by one rank. Abdul Rahman ibn al-Nahham asked, what is a rank, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, listen, it is not the doorstep of your mother, but the distance between one rank and the next is 100 years. Ma'dan ibn Abi Talha radiallahu ta'ala narrates, we surrounded Taif with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I heard him saying, he who reaches the enemy with an arrow in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu shall receive one rank in paradise. I reached the enemy with 16 arrows on that day. Amr ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, he who reaches the enemy with an arrow shall receive one rank in paradise. I reached the enemy with 16 arrows on that day. Amr ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, he who shoots an arrow in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu shall receive a reward equivalent to freeing a slave. Ka'ab ibn Murrah radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, he who shoots an arrow in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is like one who freed a slave. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala narrates that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, he who turns gray in Islam, his grayness will be a light for him on the day of resurrection. He who shoots an arrow in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, whether it gets its target or not, shall receive the reward of freeing a slave from the progeny of Ismail alayhi salam. Amr ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, he who turns gray in Islam, it, in other words, his grayness will be a light for him on the day of resurrection. He who shoots an arrow in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, whether it reaches the enemy or not, shall receive the reward of freeing a slave. He who frees a believing slave, it will be his atonement from the hellfire, a limb for a limb. Imam Ibn Majah rahimahullah narrates the above with the following exception. He who shoots an arrow, whether it reaches its target or not, shall receive the reward equivalent to freeing a slave. Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who shoots an arrow in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, it will be a light for him on the day of resurrection. Alhamdulillah, we are going through this ahadith pertaining to self-defense. And it's very, very important that we learn, you know, archery as well, being a Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Today we spend our time in futile sports, you know, but there is so much more virtue, you know, in learning how to ride horses, because Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself said there's goodness on the forehead of a horse. And then in archery as well, there's so much reward. And we know, and we can even substitute that with learning, you know, firearm training, etc. And all this for self-defense, not to inflict harm on anybody without any reason whatsoever, but for defending ourselves and defending the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's so much merit in it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to make amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.